Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and I am so excited because we have a debut show. It's not often we have a debut show because all our shows have been on such a long time, but we have a debut show called Breakthrough Networking, sponsored by NetOne Services. Al Fulton and Christian Marison, welcome.
Great. Thank you.
Good to see you.
This is great because I've been working with you guys for a while. I got to tell you, I got to give you a testimony right out of the gate. There's nothing like you guys. Your responsibility level, your customer service level is beyond excellence. I didn't even think that was possible.
Thank you very much. And I want to say thank you for having us on the show. And that is how we operate.
That's how you roll, right?
Yeah, that is it.
I see it in the movies. I talk movie talk. Anyway, it's excellent to know you guys. It's really an honor. And what's exciting, you're going to be on once a month every fourth Monday from 2 to 2:30. And people will have the pleasure of really hearing your experiences, how you can help them. And before we introduce our special guest, who's a returning guest, she's phenomenal. I'll keep everyone in suspense for a second. But it might sound like networkingphoenix.com might be the founder. Yes, it is. Gelly Ackenblit is in the studio. Gelly, how are you?
I'm great. Hi, everyone.
It's so nice to see you again. We had a nice interview, about a year, 8 months ago, maybe a year ago?
Probably about a year ago now.
That long?
Yeah.
That's right. The election was happening with Leanne Hull and all these things. I remember that. But anyway, Gelly, we'll get right back to you. But why don't you describe, Al, a little bit about NetOne Services, what it does, sort of briefly, so people get a flavor what the show's going to be about and what you're about.
Sure. NetOne was founded about 10 years ago. We specialize in small businesses. We like helping the small entrepreneur up to probably about 25 users. That can be CPAs, attorneys, dental offices, vision care facilities. The needs are greater than the typical I have an iPod or a laptop that I'd like to connect, all the way up to they would like a new server. We can handle all of that and everything in between. Most of those small companies don't have the budget or the need for a full-time IT person. So we are the IT for the small business.
I love that. And, of course, this young man over here, Christian Marison, phenomenal. Web, why don't you describe a little bit of what you do on the websites?
All right. Well, I am the web designer part of the NetOne Services team, and I've been doing this for about 5-6 years, I guess, professionally. But I've been doing web design since I was like 13, so it's I go way back.
Wow, really?
To the days when the web design was very, very different, I guess. But I specialize in user experience design, with strong touches on responsive and a search engine optimized architecture. Now, these might be big terms. People might not understand them, but hopefully within the next shows, we'll be able to go into more depth because they're very important to the future of web design and how people should choose web design companies. But primarily, we focus on serving small to medium-sized businesses. So we specialize in smaller size websites. We try to make it as automatic and as efficient as possible on our end so we can provide lower prices to people. So if there's something that we need to repeat or, you know, some sort of code that we need to write that we can use at further at other projects, then we do that in such a way so that, you know, what we spend 10 hours on a project today, we might spend 5 hours, you know, next month so that we can transfer those benefits over to our customers.
Well, I got to tell you, because I started off giving you a major testimony, but I'm going to say why right now. And it's my website, as you know, was down.
Yeah.
I won't say exactly what happened. It's probably way above my head what happened, but it was down, and it wasn't just down for an hour like maybe some websites, but it was down off and on for weeks. And when you have a radio show, you don't want your website being down, especially with some of the high-profile guests we've had in the past. I mean, anywhere from Eddie Johnson from the Phoenix Suns and Chief Operating Officer from the Phoenix Coyotes, Mike Neely, and they're going to be on again. So, you know, they like the links. They like to archive it. So if there's no website, there's no archive. And no archive, everyone starts to be sad. Okay. Anyway, you rescued it. I mean, really rescued it, both you guys, quickly, efficiently, phenomenally. And I just want to thank you publicly on the air for doing that. And I've never seen any that much quickness and speed and quality ever in any industry.
Sure, you're very welcome. And be sure to point out that we weren't involved when it was up and down over those
yes.
the course of weeks. We received a call probably in late afternoon, right after a show. Dave reported that the website was down. Actually, it was three websites that were all under in the scenario. And by the next morning, we had it resolved, remedied.
It was phenomenal. That's right. That's a good point. You weren't my web guys at this point and the IT guys. You were new on the block and you took action. I just really appreciate you guys. Usually there's a lot of bureaucratic red tape going on, but you guys jumped in with such speed. Again, I want to just thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Oh, more than welcome. Now, Gelly, wow. So networkingphoenix.com, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
This is so great. And the topic, and we'll just sort of all mix and match, and we're just going to have a conversation. I'm going to throw out some concepts, and then we can start talking about what's really important in business. There's three things that I think as a business consultant that is very important. Of course, exposure, which is marketing. The second thing is quality product or service, or at least perceived value. Very important. And the third one is a timely delivery system. Without any one of those, you don't have a business. You have to have all three, because take away your marketing, your exposure, and you have a good product and timely delivery, but you don't have customers. If you have exposure but no quality product and a timely delivery system, you still won't have customers the second round. And, of course, without a timely delivery system, doesn't matter how much you market, how much product and service is you know, quality-oriented. If you don't deliver, it's not going to last long. So let's just join the conversation, or start it, actually, on the exposure end. And, Gelly, we'll start with you, because as far as exposure and marketing, you've cornered the market. Your networking is phenomenal. It's off the charts. How you get all these people, I just can't figure it out. Congratulations.
Thank you.
A little bit about the exposure end. Marketing.
Thank you. So you're talking about our events?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
the signature event.
The signature events. Okay. So just a quick recap for anybody listening if they're not familiar. Our networking signature event is something that we do four times a year, and it's just a big, large mix and mingle. Our next one coming up is on November 30th. So we're about 31 days out now.
Yeah.
This is freak time, or you know, freak out mode for me. But so we get about anywhere between 1,500 to 2,000 people attending. The last few events we've had closer to 2,000 attendees. Mm-hmm. And these are all local business professionals, entrepreneurs, people in job transition, really anybody that's just looking to network. And, you know, everybody asks me that question, is how do you get so many people there? And, you know, I'm going to refer back to the three concepts you just talked about. I think, you know, when you can provide a good service, mm-hmm. and, you know, a lot of these people know of us through our website, which we make sure that is timely. So it is crucial that you have a good IT, you know, not just support, but staff and people that know how to make your website work. It's so much of it is word of mouth. You know, people come to our site, they like the service, we tell them we're having the event. The event is free, they attend, but they bring their friends. And I think that's key right there, is that word of mouth.
Yeah, there's no question, the word of mouth, and it is quality product, actually service, and timely. It's very timely. Your website is always up to date. So let's jump over to Christian. I mean, a website is mandatory, I would think, these days. That from the exposure end, I mean, you got 24/7 exposure.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing. I don't get a lot of questions from people whether they should get a website or not. I think that question has been answered, and at this point, yes, you should get a website. There's so many cheap and expensive opportunities and web design companies out there, so you can get a website. Do it. Now, the details of the website, those might vary. They might change throughout the course of your business, but yes, definitely get a website. But what I wanted to start off with, and it's a bit of food for thought, it's estimated that within 3 years, there'll be more internet traffic going through mobile devices and tablets and PCs and laptops. And to be honest, that actually gave me goosebumps because that's absolutely impressive. The iPhone came out in 2007, and in less than 7 years, it's going to revamp. And really, that was the starting point of all this mobile revolution. It's just going to revamp the whole online world because now you've got to think about not only online marketing, you've got to think about mobile marketing. What about how does your website look on a mobile device? And it's so many questions. It's going to complicate things so much for certain businesses. So it's definitely important to start right now to think about it because if you fall behind the line, you're going to be one of those people that, you know, have been in business for 20 years, but they've decided to get a website today. Well, you should have gotten it a few years ago, and it's important to think about you know, mobile and tablets and this you know, section of the online world as early as you can.
Like the iPhone, what is it called, 4? The iPhone 4, is
that? 4S, yes.
There's a lot of stuff you could do. I saw a commercial the other day. This little girl said, what's the weather going to be like? She just talked into the iPhone 4, and it gives a whole analysis of the weather.
You want to try it?
Oh, you have it? Does it really
do.
Work?
What no, else it does actually it really works.
Really?
Oh, it does everything. I hear my husband having conversations in the living room, and I'm like, who is he talking to? I walk out, and he's talking to Siri. That's the personal assistant's name is Siri.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a woman's voice?
If you ask her, she'll tell you she doesn't have a gender.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I've heard him ask her.
I'll use neuro-linguistic programming and get to the bottom of this. Okay. That's interesting. I was going to pick one of those up. They're sold out, so I couldn't even get one. But so, Christian, very good point. Now, with NetOne Services, Al, you know, the approach you have is interesting. You know, and I like this because it relates to exposure, but it also relates to the other two elements, quality product and service and timely delivery, because you have a team approach to
yes.
the whole gambit of Internet-type stuff, from IT to web. And, you know, you have some team members that know about servers, you told me, and a whole bunch of things. So
yes.
talk a little bit about that, because these things are so critical. Your team is everything.
Yeah, due to the Internet, something that we found that is key is a lot of the questions or problems that come up can be solved relatively quickly, usually within 15 minutes. With the Internet, there's remote access. There's different programs on the market. There's Log Me In, Go to My PC. Now, we take it one step further. We have a program that manages that and can actually notify us or send us alerts when there's different issues that occur with the PCs, whether the hard disk is nearly full or RAM is at 90% utilization, antivirus. We have a module that will tie in, and it will actually show us on the dashboard, like you see on TV where there's an individual that has four monitors on their desk and they can watch a video on one and cameras on another and this dashboard. And it actually shows us a PC and a red alert next to it. And we will usually know there's an issue with the PC before the manager or owner does. Because keep in mind, when an issue occurs on a PC on a desktop, the individual might not see an error or know there's an issue, but it occurs, so we will know before, and we can take action almost immediately, and that's the benefit of remote access. So our team is developed around that. So we will mobilize a field service tech if it's something critical, like a power failure where the machine just simply shuts off during business hours, like a server. That's a critical where we will dispatch someone right away. Or if it's where we know that the hard drive is almost full, we can schedule it after hours. We just send a note to the individual, and we have staff that handles each task, one individual for server responses, another one for PC responses, and it's very efficient. That's how we were able to respond to you so quickly.
That's right. You did get remotely on my my machine.
Yes.
That was for another thing, though, but it still worked out really well. I am impressed with the thing that you can know what's happening with your clients before they even know.
Yes.
Which is very valuable. So let's talk a little bit more, Gelly, as well as Christian and Al, about really what does it take, you know, the qualities. You know, mechanically, you know, everyone sort of does the same thing mechanically, behaviorally. They'll, you know, whether it's a networking event, they'll, you know, book a place, they'll try to market it, they'll try to get people over. Same with your business, Christian and Al.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what I'm always interested in is what does it take from a qualitative mindset standpoint, the passion. And these are some of the words I'm going to throw out, passion, integrity, you know, determination, persistence. So, Gelly, you know, for you to create this this networking event, at least a signature event, and I know you have a lot of other things too, in a relatively short time, what did that take from your mindset perspective?
Oh, that's such a great question. I love being on your show because you always ask the deep questions.
Thank you.
Well, I can tell you that the very first event I had, we reserved a space for 125 people and over 500 showed up. So it was a logistical nightmare. And what happened was is they were coming through the door and they were there was just this huge bottleneck. And I saw that. I dropped everything I was doing, ran up to the front, and literally started greeting every single person and just shaking hands. And it felt to me like they were coming to a party at my house. And the weirdest part to all of them was that I knew all of their handle names on my website. A lot of times I don't even know their real names, but I knew the username that they used. And I would say, oh, you're so-and-so. And they would look at me and say, okay, I don't know how this girl. And I'm like,
how did you do that?
Well, because the website it's my baby. And back then, when we had the first event, we didn't even have 1,000 members. So every time somebody signed up, I sat there and I was like, oh, who signed up? Where did they come from? I was obsessed, you know? And I was like, because this is the first time I saw the website working, I guess. And so I would remember all these people and their usernames. And as they were walking in, I was greeting them as if they were walking into my house. And it was all very genuine. I was so happy that these people were there for me. And I shook their hands and welcomed them. And that's just what set the entire tone for all of our signature events.
See, I think that's awesome. Dale Carnegie, you may have heard of. How to Win Friends and Influence People. He always said, be sincere when you greet people. And it sounds like that's what you were talking about.
Yeah.
You're caring. You're sincere. You're truly just excited to be in their presence. And I think that's a credit to you.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I was shocked. Where did these people come from? You know, I was like, I thought maybe my mom would show up, you know. I didn't know anyone else was coming.
Do you know your mom's username is the question.
I don't know if she has a profile.
Oh, okay, there we go. Anyway, so let's go to Al. And same question, really. Some of the intangible qualities that it takes, especially with your level of service, you and Christian, is phenomenal. I mean, it's almost like you treat everyone like you're treating your own family.
That is the case. I've had it's been nice being in this industry early on, and I still have clients that I've had over 20 years, and we provide services for them. They love it. I treat them like family. I call them. They invite me to Christmas parties.
Is that right?
So it is. The passion is there. I love solving puzzles. So when they call me with a problem, it's like, oh, great, another puzzle. And so as I dig into it, I figure out what's wrong. I solve it. And then I present the solution. And the individual's like, oh, this is great. You're a hero. And so it's the passion of working with the individuals and the reward at the end.
And I would also say that it's a level of incredible responsibility and accountability on your part,
yes,
which is much needed. We'll ask Christian this question, and then, of course, Kelly, in today's world, because a lot of people do not take responsibility. Christian?
Absolutely. One of the things that I think it's very important for any business out there is to provide, obviously, value. But not just the direct value when you sell a product. Well, yes, the product or service has to be valuable. Well, what do you provide with it? And, for example, I have a lot of knowledge about the web design world, and a lot of people don't. So I have this knowledge. It's already in my head. And I always, when I meet with people, I always try to teach them about web design. What are these concepts? What can they do for you? So often they like the fact that besides just getting them a website or designing it for them, I explain to them, why was designed a certain way? What is UX design, which is user experience design? It's the type of design where you take a website and rather than build it around content or code or any other concept, you build it around the experience that the visitor has when they come to the website. So you ask the kind of questions, for example, how should people leave this site? How should they feel? What kind of information are we going to serve them? So that's the first thing you start off with, and then you build the website. So it's user experience-centered design, where the experience of the user on the site is the most crucial thing. And if they, leave happy, if they leave with your phone number, or if they give you a phone call, or they sign up, in your newsletter, that means you've done the right thing. So I think it's very important to provide value at every possible step corner, everywhere you can, on your Facebook profile, on your Twitter account, anywhere you can, provide information and value, because people will like them. They'll come back for that.
That is fantastic. I haven't quite heard it that way before, is build it around experience, what you want your visitors to experience. And, Gelly, that's sounds like what you did at your first event, and you do it at all your events. Obviously, when they leave, how do you want them to feel?
We want them to feel good. We want them to feel like, you know, they came here for a few hours and they walked away with valuable connections. And, I mean, what Christian is saying is exactly true. I mean, and that's exactly how we built our site as well. And it's just, you're right. I mean, you're tying those concepts with what I do in real life at the events. But the thing is, the first thing they see when they land on my site is my site. If they don't have a good user experience on my site, they might not show up to my event. So for us, it's all tied in. And that's how crucial it is to have a website that caters to the user experience. And like you just said, this is maybe the first time that you've heard that, but it is – that is the buzzword, you know, of the industry, is what is that user experience and how can we get the user to follow through, whether we want them to sign up for the newsletter or whether we want them to RSVP for the event. And if all you focus on is just a pretty site without all that, you know, that has to go into it, you probably will be losing out on a lot of potential clients and customers.
And I would venture to say, and I'll just let anyone jump in on this concept and question, is the keys to success doesn't end with the website, because that's just really, I think, the start of creating an environment where you can demonstrate excellence. Because there's websites out there and there's people out there that will market, but when it comes to delivering the product or service, they fall down. It's that timely delivery, or it's not a good quality product or service. So it's all fluff. But with you guys, it's not. It's like you're showing what they're going to get, but then you demonstrate. You're actually demonstrating when it's time to be one-on-one, or in your case, Kelly, at the event, or with you guys consulting or advising. Who wants to jump in on that one?
Yeah, I just want to say, I'm going to summarize that. That's called follow through.
Yes, it is.
And that's what a lot of people lack. And I talk about this all the time, is that there is not a lot of follow through. There are so little people in this world that actually come through and will do the follow up that when you find them, you hold on tight to them and you keep them. And that's exactly why Al is saying, you know, he's had clients for 20 years. That's because when you meet somebody that's quality, you know quality when you see it, you know. And I mean, we're really excited to be working with Al, because in our experience, we haven't even had that many experiences with him, me personally, but every single one I've had has been so positive. I'm already impressed, and we haven't even done anything, you know, that extensive yet. So we're very excited to have them on board.
And what you're really saying for follow through, I'm going to throw this out. Who wants to jump in? Integrity. Wouldn't that be another word, following through and having the integrity to do that?
True. That is what builds the loyalty for the customer to return. You do what you say you're going to do, and do it quickly as well. That is probably the key. Whether I solve the problem for the customer that day, that minute, I don't make up, you know, stories. I don't say you really need this or you need more than is needed. I tell them what I see. I tell them how long it'll take, and I respond. And what's nice is I always communicate what I did at the end, or I'll tell them along the way if they have questions, where a lot of companies won't explain. They won't tell what was done. They just say, here's your bill. Well, the customers love when I communicate with them that integrity of they know exactly what I did every step of the way.
Which is so critical. I mean, otherwise, you could be shocked. It could be a shock to the system, you know. And like, if you, I know some professionals, I don't bill for 6 months. And then it's like, imagine, you know, you go grocery shopping. So you pay, you know, every couple days, and it's, you know, $50 here, $100 there. But imagine getting a grocery bill after a year for $10,000. The human mind can't even fathom that. So being timely is very, very critical. Now, Gelly, we have about 4 minutes left. So I'm just going to ask you a couple questions. One, primarily, other than the signature events, which I've been to many times, and I just really, really enjoy those, what other things do you do?
Well, our main product is the website, networkingphoenix.com. And once you land on there, just for those people that haven't seen it, everything revolves around a calendar that lists business networking events. We have about 600 events monthly on average that we list. Now, these are not our events. These are events that we promote for other people, you know, different chambers, different independent networking groups, leads referral groups. And so, 4 times a year, we do our own event that we've talked about, you know, throughout the show. It is free to join. We have about 18,500 members, and we'll probably be closer to 20,000 by the end of the year. But it's free to join. It's just like creating a profile on LinkedIn, and then there is an additional program that can sign up for. It's only $10 a month. It's something called the Networking Passport. And when you sign up for it, you can attend other organizations' events for free or at a high discount. So as an example, let's say you want to go to the Chamber Mixer. It's going to cost you $25 if you're not a member. If you show up with your passport, you get in for free.
Wow, that's talking about value, Christian, right?
Yeah,
that's good value.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about it. Now, let's see. We have about a couple of minutes, so why don't we give out some contact information? Al, why don't you start first? Because, of course, you're going to be on the fourth Monday every month from 2 to 3, you and Christian, on various topics, maybe other guests. So this is exciting. How do they get in touch with you?
Sure. Two ways. The most popular is www.netoneservices.com, and that's net1services.com, or 602-889-7270.
Excellent. And, of course, Christian, I guess same way to get in touch with you, or
absolutely.
Is it different?
People can also find us on Facebook, Net One Services. We've got a profile there. If they have any questions, we'll answer questions on there. Or if people have, you know, if advice, or they just don't know what to do, what company to go with, or, you know, we can give a lot of advice, and obviously we'll do it for free because we already have it.
Wow, that's so cool. So they go on your Facebook and they'll say, hey, how do you do this, or what does this mean? You'll respond to them?
Absolutely.
Well, that's sort of cool. Let's test it out right now. I'm kidding. All right, I got that computer. No, I believe it because you are very responsive. There's no question. And Gelly, how do the, of course, it's networkingphoenix.com. That's
correct.
Pretty easy. Is that the only way, or is there other ways?
Yeah, that's the best way. Yeah, if they go to the site, they'll see all the events, and if they want to contact us, they can contact us through the, you know, contact us field, our phone numbers there, and all that good stuff.
That is so cool. And let's re-summarize here. November 30th is your next signature event. I love how that sounds, a signature event. And they are really good. Where will it be?
It's going to be at the Fairmont Scottsdale Princess from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the evening. It's in their main ballroom. It is absolutely free. And just come and network. Bring lots of business cards.
There's no doubt. It's funny. I've met, there's two ways. And I know the qualitative way is very important to me. I mean, it's not about numbers, right? It's really about quality people meeting them, but you also have a lot of sponsors and people with booths that you can meet as well, not just the regular people coming in.
Right, we do. So it's kind of like a hybrid. It's not quite an expo where you walk in and it's booth centric. It's still networker centric, but on the parameter of the ballroom, we do have table exhibitors and we do have sponsors. So it's very limited. And like I said, Al is coming in as a sponsor for this event, so we're very excited.
Yes.
And, but it's, you know, it's just think of a giant mix and mingle where you just walk around the room and you talk to people.
There's no doubt. And there's a lot of good people. I've met so many people there. And, again, congratulations on that event. It's just massive. People just, they can't wait till the next 3 months come along because you only do 4 a year.
Right. Yeah, we only do 4 a year. You know, and I'm already starting to have nightmares, which is I always do before each event, that nobody shows up.
Oh, that's never going to happen. It's only going upward, though.
It is going upward. My nightmare should probably be, what if there's no parking, you know, because that's always a nightmare.
Well, when you get, you know, try to accommodate 2,000 people, that's big. And that is a nice place. That was the first time I went to your event when you had it there a couple years ago.
Okay.
And very nice location.
It is. It's a great location.
Good parking. A lot of parking.
They can. Yeah, they can accommodate parking. And we're happy to be back. I mean, they're a great resort to work with as well.
Well, thank you, Gelly, for coming on today. Thank you, Al Fulton, Net One Service, and, of course, Christian Marison. Thank you. We'll see both of you next month Same time, same place, fourth Monday of the month between 2 and 2:30. Stay tuned for Leapfrog Forums, the Boss and the Ballerina coming up at 2:30, and we'll be right back after this break.
Weidenauer, Heighton & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heighton & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward. How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now, and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And again, thank you to Al Fulton, Gelly Ackenblit, and Christian Marison for being on the air from 2 to 2:30. Now, one of my favorite shows. He's taking a picture of me as I'm talking. I can't believe it. What type of camera is that? I've never seen a camera like that.
This is called a flip video.
Oh, it's a video camera. Okay. Right. No wonder. Of course, this is... The Boss and the Ballerina, starring Tom the Boss Bossmeyer and Caroline Atkinson, from the ballet.
That's right.
That is good. So we're going to talk about, your event that just happened, Cinderella. Why don't you talk about that a little bit, how that went for you? I know ABC had some a film clip on that, which is phenomenal.
They did, Dave. ABC Channel 15 was at our second show, and they taped it and had a wonderful clip on the news that night, 10 o'clock on the news. And it's still on their website, Channel 15. You can see the clip that they did for us. And we just did Cinderella at the Herberger Theater on October 8th. We had two shows, one at 2 and one at 5, and they were both sold out.
Congratulations.
So, yes.
Hello. Dang, 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 dang. Sold out.
And the sound effects provided by Tom the Boss Bossmeyer as he's still filming.
Exactly.
Where'd you get that? I got to get one of those. You don't know where you got it.
I got it on the internet. Have you heard of that, Dave?
No.
Hello.
Yeah. I have heard of that, only on dating sites. Okay. Anyway, just kidding. What? You think it's true? Okay, maybe it is. But we'll probably get calls now. Yeah. Are you the one on the internet?
Exactly.
So Cinderella sold out. That's
yes,
phenomenal.
Yes.
And it's so nice at ABC. I saw that clip, and boy, that was a great it was really heartfelt, and they really were really impressed with what you did.
They were. They filmed the children dancing on the stage, and then afterwards went backstage and interviewed some of the children and the moms in the backstage, and it was great. There was some great feedback, yeah, and some great input from the children and the moms.
That is good. Yeah, I saw that. Of course, we had some of those moms on our show.
We did. Yes,
it was a very powerful show.
Oh, it was
a month
amazing.
Ago,
and yes.
You know, people just don't realize, and I, you know, I gained a lot of insight on that show, and you know what these moms go through. You know, it's just not about the special needs kids, but it's also the family and what they go through, the loss of hope. You know, from day one, and the theme, it seemed like what was a common denominator is that Caroline, you gave them hope to live again.
Yeah, I think it was something different in their lives, and it was exciting. Their children just loved it. All the kids just really loved it. So it renewed them.
Yeah, I think
rejuvenated.
It rejuvenated everyone. The mothers, the grandmothers. I mean, I was standing on the side, and people were saying, "This is incredible. I've never been so worn out." And I'm saying, oh, that's not good. And they go, because I cried the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just touching so many hearts, which is what it was all about. What I was amazed about the most, and I'll just make one comment, there were 60 special needs kids there, you know, working together side by side on the stage or playing together, having fun. And there was hardly a flaw during the entire performance.
That's right.
Everything just flowed together, and moms were coming up to me, and dads, which really shocked me, and said, "I didn't know how you guys would ever do this, and quite frankly, never thought you would be able to do it." And I said, "Me too."
Wow.
It just all came together.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what's interesting is you know, when, bringing it back once again to the parents where, you know, they see their kids doing things they never thought they can do, as well as the kids never thinking they could do it.
That's right.
And really enjoying it with passion.
Yeah.
And what does that do for their self-esteem? It's got to be huge.
It was incredible. It had such a lovely sense of sweetness and purity to it. It was absolutely beautiful. Children just filling in. We had, during one of the scenes, it was summer, we did the Four Seasons, and the one little guy just got hold of a wheelchair, and they were whizzing around the circle together. It was it was fabulous. It's quite safe, but whizzing nonetheless.
Well, they must have been having a lot of fun.
Oh, they had so much fun. Oh, yeah. It was great.
Now, I need to say something. This is a surprise. Okay, everyone looks like, uh-oh, what is he going to say? Because I never know what I'm going to say.
Right.
I like your beard, Mr. Tom the Boss Bossmeyer. That is incredible.
Let's get ready for commercial.
No, that's a good beard. I mean,
it is.
You're on TV right now. Say hi to the camera. Of course,
hello, camera.
So if you're in your car or you listen to AM or whatever, Radio 1010, of course, we're the station we're on. But go to breakradioshow.com and you can see Tom's new beard. You look like a king.
I'm getting ready for the next production. We may as well give a shout out to Caroline's.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it the Family Holiday Festival?
It is. It is. We just started rehearsals this past Saturday. We had all our cast together and they were giving all their input and ideas because they helped build the choreography.
Wow.
So we just started, and that is going to be on Saturday, December 10th, and we're going to be performing at the North Phoenix Baptist Church in the Family Life Center, and this is going to be a dinner theater. It's going to be theater in the round.
And you can have dinner?
Yes.
Wow, it's for dinner.
I know.
You have me at dinner.
Exactly. No, you're going to have a great dinner.
He's serious.
I know that.
Is it steak? No, I'm kidding. No, whatever it is. Of course, obviously, it's for the kids. But
exactly.
But that is a unique feature here.
It is.
So what do you think you'll be serving?
We're probably going to do an Italian dinner. We'll have a great starter, and then we'll do pasta and an Italian dinner, and then great desserts.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, the North Phoenix Baptist Church, is that on Central and Bethany?
And Bethany Home, it is.
That's a
in the
big
Family
church.
Life Center. It is huge.
That
it's
is
gonna
nice.
It's going to be in the roller rink. Yes.
The roller rink?
Yeah.
Wow.
It is great. It's a great facility.
You know, they used to have these, and they still might, like, I think it's called Phoenix After Dark or something for singles, and they might still have that. I don't know. But I used to go, and I was really impressed with their speaker about, you know, they'd get 500 singles there and really talk about, you know, issues and with, of course, a very religious, spiritual flavor to it. And I really liked it. And then afterwards, they'd have, like, coffee break or something or coffee time. It looked like a city there. I mean, they had, like, a cafe there, a bowling alley. They had this. They had
that's
that.
That's right.
I couldn't believe it. I go, where am I? I didn't hear the Las Vegas, sound machines, but but I was looking for them.
Yeah.
It's a nice place. Oh,
it's
yes.
It's going to be great.
And now we have a special guest. But thank you, Caroline, for mentioning that. We'll mention it again December 10th and how people can attend, what they have to do, and we'll mention that in a little while. But we're honored to have another special guest, Christy Beecham. Did I say that right?
You did.
Wow. And Vice President, Preferred Therapy Providers, Inc., welcome to Breakthrough Thinking, and the boss and the ballerina.
Thank you.
Which is the boss and the ballerina? What do you think? I'm going to say it again. They're married, so who do you think the boss is?
I've never seen him in a tutu, so.
Yeah, I've seen him in a tutu. And then twice, and that made it a 4-4. Okay, so that wasn't too funny, was it? Come on, it was pretty good. Wait, where's our producer, Tom? Tom, was it funny? Okay, he liked
He's
it.
He's nodding.
I pay
That's
him.
Good.
He's on the payroll.
Yeah, exactly. So, Christy, tell us what your involvement is and your specialty and how you know Caroline and Tom.
Well, our company is a national network. We represent physical, occupational, and speech therapists who are in private practice. They have their own clinics. And really, our job is to help them grow their business, help them with their marketing, go out and duke it out with the insurance companies so that they can spend more time with their patients, which is really their passion, what they do. They help people heal. It's one of the reasons I love my job. And we ended up actually getting involved with Cinderella because our company works with UCP, and their clinic, their facility, is very, very close to our office. And a couple of our team members had gone just to drop by and look at the facility and get to meet the people. And Miss Caroline just happened to be there and mentioned Cinderella. And my background before healthcare and my true passion is dance.
Oh.
I've danced since I was 14. I traveled. I was in Los Angeles. I've taught in Costa Rica. So I've had some really, really fabulous experiences with dance. I love it. And so when we heard they were looking for volunteers, she opened her arms and allowed both my daughter and myself. My daughter Cassidy is 14. And she allowed us to go help, and it was just an amazing, amazing experience. It was so cool.
Wow. So that is so cool. So when you volunteered, were you dancing or just volunteering in other ways, coordinating?
Well, we weren't quite sure at first. We kind of helped with the choreography as she very bravely put my daughter in charge of the Redbirds, which were the little boys, and they were somewhat rambunctious, but Cassidy did great with them. So we pretty much helped the kids get ready backstage. We helped them prepare for their scenes. We helped make sure they went out when they're supposed to and came back. And then finally, when we were backstage, when we were actually at the Herberger, getting them back to their dressing rooms and mass pandemonium. But the energy level was just incredible. And I think what really impressed me most, and one of the things that I took away from this experience, is that whether the kids were able-bodied or whether they were in wheelchairs, whether they had vocal skills or not, they were all just performers. They were all just kids. You know, they got out on stage, and they were all there for just one common experience, and they just came together as a community, and it was just really neat. It was just so high energy.
You know, and it might be, I'll venture to say, that it might be one of the first time for many to just be kids and in a community that you're fully and completely accepted.
Right.
Who wants to take that one? Because that's important, to be accepted.
Oh,
Christy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think one of the things that people say, and I don't think people really understand, when is the phrase that dance and music, they're universal language. You don't have to know a certain language to understand mm-hmm. dance or to experience the joy of movement. You don't have to know a certain language to appreciate the sounds and the emotions of music. And that really kind of connected all of these kids, and it put them on a very level playing field. So, there was a level of perhaps acceptance that some of these kids hadn't felt before, but they should. Mm-hmm. And this was just a great tie. It was a way to bring them all together.
So it sounds like, and the residual benefit is some type of therapeutic healing.
It is. I think it is, Dave. Yeah, absolutely. And what Christy is saying, we taught the children to hear songs and words in the music so that they become very musical. And so when they hit those music notes with their dancing, it is universal. You don't need language to know that. And it was wonderful.
So it's another way of communication in a way.
It is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And without judgment.
Absolutely.
Which is so critical. I mean, that, it seems like the world these days, it's full of judgment. I don't think people intentionally mean to put other people down, but I think that's the world. And when you see these kids, that's an amazing thing, where it's not about judgment. It's about acceptance. It's so much different. Christy, have you noticed that too?
Absolutely. And I think there are the other benefit these kids are getting is that they are gaining their confidence. And, you know, I think people are sometimes, I know for me it was, I wasn't uncomfortable approaching some of the parents. I just really didn't know the best way to communicate with some of the kids. My niece has cerebral palsy. So we're very familiar with working with, you know, different levels and kind of how to relate to her and seeing her grow and be nurtured through therapeutic activities and through dance and riding a horse. Horses help. But just to approach these kids, you wonder, am I going to say something wrong? Am I going to offend somebody? But really, this environment was really neat because everybody was there because they wanted to be there. They were open to talking to each other. They were open to letting people ask questions, you know, very open questions.
That is awesome. Tom?
Yeah, no, I agree 100% with what you're saying. And when you talk about confidence, the thing that comes to my mind is about the mantra of the organization, and that's about the inner performer, the inner dancer. And whether they're in wheelchairs, no matter how challenged they are, or how old, you know, the grandparents and everybody there, it's bringing out the dancer within, the performer within, and it's just opening up, life for everybody. Or as a lot of the moms are saying, it's relighting that passion in me that at times tends to flicker out with the challenge of being a special needs mother, you know.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Now, Christy, preferred therapy providers, is that for-profit or non-profit? How does that work?
It's for-profit.
For-profit. And mm-hmm. and so how did you get into marketing from dance and in your current position, vice president? That must be an interesting journey.
It has been a very interesting journey. I've been with the company for about 16 years now. It was actually started by Jaxine Hillebert, who is my mother. And when I moved back home from Los Angeles, I started working part-time for Preferred, and I was just answering phones, doing filing. And then I learned a little bit more about what we were doing and who we represent and the amazing things that these therapists do to help people get to a level of function that they might not otherwise be capable of doing. Something as simple as we were talking about earlier, I was talking about outside, therapy is not just about a shoulder or a back or a knee. It goes so much further than that. It's activities of daily living. It's learning to function within your environment. It's learning to gain that additional function, something as simple as picking up a spoon and being able to feed yourself. So what these people do is really, really amazing. So the more I got involved, the more I fell in love with the profession, the more I respected and appreciated what they do. And being able to help them grow their business, being able to get the word out and try and be an advocate for them, that's really kind of what brought me into this.
So that's neat. I'm reading about, it says preferred specialty network on a national level. So describe what specifically what you'll do for occupational, I guess, physical and speech therapists, specifically what you do, and then what's some of the benefits, and how would someone even, how would they get involved with your company?
We represent a little over 1,200 clinics throughout the nation right now. And really our primary job is to go out and do some of the things that these small practices don't have the resources to do. They want to treat people. They want to heal people, help them get better. They may not have the time or the resources to go out and fill out a contract with a health plan such as an Aetna, read through the 20-page contract, go through the legal document, negotiate how much they're going to get paid every time they treat an Aetna patient. So that's one of the primary things that we do. We go out and secure the contracts with the health plans. We help manage those relationships. And then we also help the providers market their business so they can attract more patients into their clinics and interact with more people.
That's interesting. It sounds like you're sort of like a business management type company.
Yeah, kind of. But we stay out of their way as far as they do their own billing. But if they do run into an issue, if they need us as a resource, we're there. If they have any questions about HIPAA, which is healthcare and legislation compliance, we're there to help them in any way that we can.
And how many employees do you have?
We have 12 employees.
Oh. That's sort of cool. And you're national?
We are.
That's amazing with 12.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk about efficiency.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm going to guess you're headquartered here or Los Angeles?
We're here.
You're here?
We are here.
It was in L.A., right?
No, I actually danced in Los Angeles. I had a scholarship with Joe Tremaine out there.
Oh, neat.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still dancing through life, I bet.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sometimes
cool.
Much to my daughter's chagrin. But.
So with 12 employees, I'm sort of curious. Yeah, I'm a CPA and a business consultant. And do you also outsource some of these specialty things that you do, like, managed care or these contracts with health plans? You have attorneys on staff, or you guys just know it so well?
We know it. We know it. We do have attorneys. We do have resources available to us. But pretty much everything is done in-house. We credential the therapist. We surpass national standards. We do monitoring to make sure that they're in compliance with our license and insurance. And it's just a well-oiled machine.
Wow.
We have a great team.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
That's
let me ask the question along those lines with the well-oiled machine. Is the industry, the practitioners, and are they getting closer to the clients? Or I noticed that you do you do some talking also, some mm-hmm. presentations and customer service. Are we getting better with the care that overall that we're delivering to the special needs children, the families? I mean, with the challenges in the economy, is that impacting?
I think it does impact them. And I think especially for the small practices that it's good to have the resources available so they really can focus on the patients. I mean, that's truly their main focus. And I do think that customer service can suffer. I just don't think the therapist let it suffer.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So, yeah. I mean, so physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, mm-hmm. right. all over the nation, 1,200 clinics. So do you ever, is there a monitoring process that you have in place? I mean, that's a lot of clinics, but to ensure that people are meeting the standards that you want?
Yes.
And how, why don't you describe that? How does that work? Because that sounds like a lot of clinics, but it sounds like you have very high standards.
We do. The standards that we focus on primarily, again, are the credentialing, making sure that they're compliant with state licensure, with their insurance. We do have a quality assurance follow-up process. So if there is an issue, then we can help the provider with resolving it. If there's a patient complaint, and really in physical therapy, in our business, we're really fortunate, it does not happen that often. But when it does come up, we do have a process to resolve it. There are a lot of business functions that our clinics do that we are not involved in. So for the piece of service that we provide, it's very well easy to manage.
You know, and this is so much needed, I would say, in today's world. I mean, do you see funding sources drying up a little bit because of budgetary constraints with state governments, the federal government, or is that even a source for some of these clinics to be subsidized for providing services?
There are some collaborative efforts with companies, but primarily where we're seeing providers struggling the most is the reimbursement from the government and from the health plans is dwindling. Everybody's trying to reduce their costs, but providers are really not allowing their services to be compromised. So I think where their struggles are coming from is making sure they can meet their overhead, keep their doors open, be profitable, but still be able to help people.
Yeah, that's very incredible. I mean, and very important. Of course, you've been around. How long? When did this start again?
The company started in 1992.
92.
Mm-hmm.
And your mom started it.
She did.
That's sort of cool.
It's really cool.
I know. And what changes? We only have a few minutes left till the next break, but what have you seen over the years up till now, from 92 to present day? Any major changes you've seen in how you deliver service or how these clinics operate?
Yes, there have been some ups and downs. There have been some, the pendulum tends to swing with reimbursement. As far as our services, we've found ways to improve and streamline to be a better resource. The providers, they're incredibly savvy. They have become more and more business savvy to be able to continue what they're doing, do it more efficiently. Really, the legislative changes right now, the Affordable Care Act, some of the pressures that are being pushed on them to participate in the state exchanges and the accountable care organizations and how they're going to fit into that, that's really our biggest challenge right now.
I can imagine, especially it could be a moving target. We don't know if that's going to stay or not.
We don't.
We had an expert on that about a month ago, actually, on that particular act. And it's interesting they call it the Affordable Care Act. It's like, are you kidding me?
Right.
But
how are you going to make that work?
Yeah. And it's very complex. A lot of tax implications. But we only have like another minute or so. So when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion. We have a special guest, Christy Beauchamp, in studio, Vice President, Preferred Therapy Providers, Inc., and of course, the boss and the ballerina, Tom the Boss, Boss Meyer.
Hey.
Yeah, I was waiting
still
for
here.
That.
Hey, all right.
And of course, Caroline Atkinson, founder and artistic director, Ballet Academy of Arizona.
That's right.
That just put on a wonderful production, a successful one. Sold out, Cinderella,
yes.
Incredible. And when we come back, we'll even talk about a little bit more about the Family Holiday Festival coming up, because you don't want, if it's sold out, you don't want to be left out.
Exactly. That's exactly right, Dave. And we didn't mention we are still looking for performers out there. So if you're interested, please contact us, 602-502-2743.
And it's limited to what, 55 performers?
It is. And we're looking for children ages 3 through 17.
3 through 17.
Yes.
Wow. And that will be quite an experience.
Oh, yes.
No question about
and
it.
And a Santa Claus, Dave.
Oh, thanks a lot. He looks at me. I don't have a beard. Okay, maybe I will be. Anyway, I always wanted to play Santa. Who's Mrs. Claus, by the way? All right, we'll be right back.
This is Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
At Beerham Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerham Baum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is The Boss and the Ballerina, starring Tom the Boss Bossmeyer and Caroline Atkinson, founder and artistic director of Ballet Academy of Arizona. This is exciting. I always love it when you're on the show.
Thank you, Dave. We love being on the show.
And we want to start dancing. We're starting to love that tune.
That oh, you like that?
Stray Cats. That's right. Yeah.
You like, we'll you've the heard shoulders. The Stray Cats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. As long as we don't have to listen to Dave,
oh, yeah.
Or whatever that thing is, that clip.
Tom, next break, play Dave. Okay. They play that.
We'd rather dance than not.
We're doing remotes at the State Fair every Wednesday and Friday for the whole time, and Tom surprised us with the Dave song, and we have this big speaker going out, and he was just trying to help me, I guess, recruit some people. Okay, see, we both do sort of recruiting.
There you go.
Okay, anyway, of course, in studio, we have special guest Christy Beauchamp from Preferred Therapy Providers, Inc., the vice president, who used to be a dancer.
Yes.
And do you miss that?
A lot.
But you still dance, I bet.
Yes.
Do you have a special dance?
I'm not sure I should disclose that.
Oh. All right, you had me at disclose that.
No, I do. My daughter is now dancing. She's on a teen company, and so I kind of live vicariously through her, and we dance, you know. If I break out into dance in the store, then she knows that she's on my short nerve because that usually gets her running out the door.
You know, my cousin, one of my cousins from Los Angeles was on a dance team that was on the – let's see, the Academy Awards and all over the world. Wow. And with a guy named Jeff Kutash. I don't know if you remember him, but he was very well known in a big dance group. Dance with Dean Martin as the opening in Las Vegas. I got to see that. And it was amazing. Some of these dancers, how do they do that? It's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
So you're like that, right?
I'd like to think so.
Wow. That is so cool, but it's good stuff. So anyway, Tom and the group here, the panel members, we want to talk about really how Caroline pulls the community together with these performances, and I'm going to even go beyond that. I think with her heart and soul, her compassion for really improving the quality of lives, and so who wants to jump in on that? How do you do that? How do you pull the community? Why the community is pulled together? Tom, you go first.
Okay, so
he'll never forgive me for that one. All right, answer this then. Yeah, as you're thinking about the carriage, how did you get the carriage? This is like a riddle.
That's what you're really.
That was amazing. Right,
well, somehow we're going to tie. Well, somehow we'll tie this to the community, but
the carriage
was a major challenge on Thursday evening.
Well, describe what the carriage is.
The carriage is a wedding carriage, and it was used originally on the first Bachelor, whatever those shows are called on television, and it's been moved around the United States, maybe around the world. It's a beautiful wedding carriage, and it's got like 2,000 little tiny lights on it, and it's gorgeous. Well, again, I didn't do due diligence about whether this thing would fit into the theater, and so we had a little disagreement with lots of people at the Herberger who happened to work there that thought that this might be impossible to get this wonderful carriage in there. So long story short, every time they said no, I said, turn around and look at the kid in that wheelchair. And more kids would go by and go, ooh, ah. It was on the back of a trailer outside at this point. And they kept saying no. And more of the moms and dads came on to my side of the the conversation. And with ingenuity on the part of the parents, and we were able to get that carriage in there. And I think brighten the lives of a lot of children for the next 2 days.
It was magic.
That taking no for an answer, which Caroline's daughter is in law school, and she was asking me, you know, they told you no about 10 times. And I said, well, you don't understand. And neither do they. This carriage is going in here.
Yes.
And it was just a matter of making it happen. But I want to tie that to, again, Dave, you mentioned we had three moms on here. I think 2 months ago, and I think it was Susie or Kathy or Carol, and it doesn't matter. The story's the same. You know, I may think that's a big accomplishment or any of our day-to-day little challenges. We're like, boy, we got that done, whether it was in work or whether it was, you know, with a spouse, whatever the situation. But some of the hoops that the moms of the special needs have to jump through on a daily basis, again, any one of the three ladies could say this. It's like, hey, I've been through all these hoops. Where's the next one? You know. And when you raise these children, you've got to be a special mom. And it just put it in perspective. And I do some inspirational talking, too. But that said it all for me because they live through challenges every day of their life and a lot of them critical. This was only a carriage that we're talking about right now.
You know, it's interesting is that how people perceive obstacles in their life.
Right.
True.
And I think we talked about that with the moms. And it's sort of interesting to me that certain people out there are complaining about, you know, losing their three cars one of their three cars, and they still have the BMW and the Mercedes, but they have to give up, you know, the Rolls or something. And, you know, it's just if you put things in perspective, it makes a difference, right? I mean, because true obstacles have to be what the moms are going through and the special needs kids and not about certain things that really in the end are meaningless.
That's right.
Christy, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I do. We took a lot of things away from this experience, my daughter and I both. And I think what Caroline has done is kind of reinforced that disabled doesn't mean not able.
doesn't mean you can't do something. You can do it to the extent that you can do it. And I have a friend that works with the Special Olympics, and excuse me, he said something so well, and I wish I could remember how he said it, but it really is true that we walked away. I feel like we got more from those kids than we could ever give back to them. Mm-hmm. And that's really the experience of this. More people should become involved and not be afraid to be involved and not be intimidated by it, because it was just it's just very eye-opening and it's very humbling.
Yeah, there's no question. And Tom, let's talk a little bit more about, you know, how this is building communities. I mean, in many ways. I mean, you said, I mean, just getting the carriage on the in the theater is a little mini picture of building community. Like, hey, we need to do this. Everyone got together trying to do this. But what other ways? I mean, just even before these performances start, I mean, people excited to get together. When you had the moms on and some of the kids on, even the show before, how they've developed great friendships. And I think this is really important, that friendships based on what friendship should be is non-judgmental, pure acceptance. Talk about that.
Yeah, no, I mean, we tend to forget in our very challenging economy that we have out here right now what it's all about. And it's all about love. And you can wrap any words or practices around it you want, but when, as I tell people that are questioning all the time when they come to their first practice or whatever, I just basically say, just stay tuned. You'll be in with us, brother or sister, in just a matter of time. And they are, because it's love-based and it's brother and sister-based, and not do you have the money, do you not have the money, are you old, are you young, what's your disability and all that. And we're rallying around what we think is the children, but all of us are saying, hey, this is doing an awful lot for me, for mm-hmm. my confidence, for lighting me up again, and for making me dance inside. And Caroline, you know, as I mentioned before, she's going to make this happen without me, without you, without this radio station, without all us volunteers. She has a passion and a vision to do this. And by God, we all are having a lot of fun doing it, and it's all based on love, you know.
So, Caroline, I mean, I would agree with Tom. And, of course, Tom's known you a lot longer than I have. However, all right, I wanted
and
to...
And then some.
Yeah. All right, here's a surprise. He's not going to like this. Okay, just kidding. The truth is... oh, watch him. He's not laughing anymore. Yeah. Okay. The truth is it is remarkable, your passion. It's just so obvious. And it's so pure, too. And talk a little bit about that. I mean, I just, and maybe you don't recognize it in yourself, but, right, Christy? I mean, you can
Absolutely.
See the pureness. It's nothing more to me than to live out her passion to help serve, make sure these kids have a quality life.
Oh, it's infectious. It's absolutely infectious. Yeah. We fell in love with her. We fell in love with all of this the first day.
Do you notice that in yourself?
No, not really, but I just know that the power these children have, and you can see it. I can see what their potential power is and then draw it out of them. Like Claire, who was our Cinderella, came to me about 10 days before and said, I can't do this. And I said, Claire, not only will you do this, but you are going to be magnificent. And she was... Excuse me. She was incredible.
Wow.
And Tom, who was Prince Charming, he was amazing. He has turned into a confident, fabulous, compassionate. He's always been compassionate and fabulous and confident. But now it's come out of him. And it's incredible what's happening with them. Yeah, with these kids.
Well, I think it's remarkable as you're talking about this. There's a power and a gentleness at the same time. Christy, do you see that?
Absolutely.
I mean, I was trying to picture, you know, someone that maybe have stage fright or whatever it is. And the way you just said that was really amazing. Not only will you do this, but you'll be magnificent. Holding the space for greatness for people mm-hmm. and not letting it go, but not in an abrupt way, but in a very kind, loving, gentle way that's powerful.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
what
yeah.
I noticed.
Oh, yeah, she connects with every single one of the kids that walks in the room. you can tell they're just there's just that connection, that immediate, that that love that they have.
Phenomenal. Wow, that is really...
They're amazing kids.
Yeah, and then when us adults let our guard down, our ego down, and jump in there, then the fun starts manifesting for us also.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the ladies really wanted to help sew, and she's, you know, sitting over in a corner. And some other ladies were over there sewing. And I said, aren't you supposed to be over there helping out? I turn around 5 minutes later, and she's laughing, and she's telling stories, and she's in the middle, and she just did wonderful things. But we've got to get our egos out of the way, get back to who we are, and we're all about love, and that's what, you know, was brought out through all of us with Caroline making sure it happens, or loving enough to make it happen.
That is incredible, and we're about to take a break. So, Christy Beauchamp, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Christy.
Thank you, Caroline, for inviting me. Thank you very much.
And we're going to have another guest coming in, Judy Gates, coming in shortly right after this break. So we'll be right back with the boss and the ballerina in about 2 minutes.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the Boss and the Ballerina Show, starring Tom the Boss Bossmeyer and Caroline Atkinson, founder and artistic director of Ballet Academy of Arizona. It's just amazing to me. The gracefulness, the compassion. When I think of ballet or ballerina and then applying it to young kids that right. with special needs and typical kids, that's even more remarkable.
Oh, it's lovely because all the rules just go right out the window. And it's just so much fun. Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. And, of course, we now have another special guest. You have all the great guests.
I do.
And it's, of course, Judy Gates. An RN, welcome to the show, Judy.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Wow, this is neat. And, of course, I think your son was part of the Cinderella play?
Yes, he was.
So tell us about that experience for you.
From the front to the back, it was just the most exciting, rewarding, exhausting, and rewarding experience we've ever been through. It was just amazing. And I got more out of it than I had expected in every way. So I've spent years working with special needs kids before I had a special needs son. So I kind of figured I'd been through it all, but this was clearly something even more remarkable than I had ever dreamed of.
Now, how did your perspective change? You said you were working as an RN, right, a
mm-hmm.
nurse
yes.
with special needs kids before your son was born. Did it change at all once you had your son and he became, he was a special needs kid, or was it always similar?
I think there were some things that were very much the same because I already had good experience working with children with disabilities. So that part didn't really perplex me. I think I lived in denial for about 2.5 years. And then my car broke down, and I acknowledged I was in denial. these things all happened together. But I finally realized that at that point that what I hadn't grasped onto was the parent role for a special needs family. And while you can put some of the things in a box, learning how to really adapt to the needs of your son and realize that this is going to be a different life than you envisioned, but that doesn't mean it's a bad life. It's, I think, even more than I could have dreamed of, if you will. But I had to learn to become an advocate. I had to learn how to search through the system and find answers. We've had to delve really deeply into finding specialists that could work with his healthcare issues. And so I had little different challenges in that way that I just hadn't thought about from being a provider, but now as a parent, I had to walk into that role.
Now, as a RN, you must have had access to a lot of resources because I'm sure you had to tell the patients and, people that came to you, here's some support groups, here's a bunch of stuff. How has Caroline made a difference in your life and in your son's life?
Well, the minute my son met Caroline up at UCP, he came home and told me about Miss Carolina. And he called her Miss Carolina every time he'd talk about her with this little soft inflection in her voice. He just loved Miss Carolina. And I didn't actually meet her for, I think, probably 2 months. You
I
were
think
up at
so,
UCP
yep.
doing classes up there in the summer program.
That's right.
And when I met her, I immediately fell in love with Miss Caroline. And, and I could see why not only my son, but all the children have been so taken with her because her spirit is so gentle and she moves so gently with the children. So she's amazing and she inspires me in just so many ways.
Let me ask you a question, Judy, and I love Cody.
Yes. Yes.
And I got the opportunity to meet him during summer in that first class and all that.
Yeah.
So what a wonderful kid he is.
Thank you.
My question is, all these nice things that you're saying about Caroline, the production, all that,
mm-hmm.
from a mom's perspective and out of the RN mm-hmm. role, what touched you, deep inside from the very, beginning of practice until We all walked off that stage together, you know.
Changed Saturday. People.
Yeah.
We walked off that stage, changed yeah, people. So. I think probably for me, one of the most important and the thing that comes to me first is trust. I have my son in the care of many people over the course of a day and throughout the year, and you grow to trust them, but I immediately had trust for Caroline, not just because of the fact she was offering services, but because you could see the genuine compassion she has for these kids. And you just know that these children are safe and that she really genuinely has their best interest in mind. There's not another driving force. She's not going to get, you know, a big paycheck out of this, or she's not there to try and do anything other than just make them better. And I just think that that's enormous.
Yeah. And I agree. And did you feel that snowballing with other parents? Because we were talking about community.
Yeah.
And Dave was asking earlier about that. And at some point, it just, when we parents, typical or special, whatever, when we just let it down and let go and let it happen, I mean, I get to watch it a lot, and it's just like snowballs, and we all...
Yeah, you know, it was a really different type of experience because we weren't having just special needs kids. We weren't having just typical kids. But these were truly... a truly integrated experience. So not only did the children, the special needs children, get something wonderful, but the typical children mm-hmm. got something wonderful. And the way they responded to the children, I watched that over the course of the weeks of practice, and to see the way they would talk to them, and they would bend over and get on their level to look mm-hmm. at their eyes, and how they'd hold their hands or guide them. And in the same gentle fashion, I think they observed Caroline doing that.
You know, what's interesting is we need more role models in the world, mm-hmm. and I think that's what you're really describing with Caroline, and how Caroline passes it to both, you know, the special needs kids and the typical kids, and you know, and of course they'll get insights in the way they will get insights on that and model that, but you know what's interesting to me. Is a lot of people just have a job in life versus why you're here on earth. And I think this is Caroline here,
yeah.
is that it's not a job. This is this is her sole purpose. Now, how do I spell soul? It could be S-O-L-E and S-O-U-L,
mm-hmm.
sole purpose. And how do you know, that's just amazing to me because you don't see many people really knowing why they're here on earth,
mm-hmm.
for how long it is mm-hmm. or short, it's are you expressing your highest gifts and talent? Caroline, you have an incredible gift and talent you're passing on to others.
Thank you, Dave. I think that one of the things that is amazing and hard at the same time is you get to love the children mm-hmm. so much, and then they do go away, and you have to let them be and let them go. But that is very hard for me always,
yeah.
is to do that, because I just love to see them and to be with them. But part of that is then letting them fly.
Right.
And sometimes they have to fly away, and that is hard.
Yeah, that would be hard. It's sort of like the empty nest syndrome in life.
Yes,
in
with
life.
Every child you meet, it is.
It is exactly
It's just what
way.
It is, yeah.
Wow, that's challenging. Now, how do you, I know you want to really expand, right,
yes,
Caroline?
We would like to, because we want to reach more children.
Yeah, and, I mean, have you and Tom thought about how you would do that? You know, are you attracting people similar to you and Tom that have, first and foremost, just pure love and kindness and compassion? Is that hard to find?
No, because with moms like Judy, who have that same love, they're going to show us where to go now, because we need that guidance on how to reach people. And these moms are going to, they're leading the way for us.
And I would venture to say it's not just the existing moms, but when new people come in,
mm-hmm.
they're transformed. Like, do you remember the first time you saw Caroline or one of these performances?
Well, and actually this was my first experience, yeah. And I'll be honest, for a little while I was a little challenged to get the big vision because I only saw the little tiny part that Cody practiced. And so, but all of a sudden you see it come together in the big scenes and you're like, here's all these children. They're out there on the stage. They're having this marvelous time. And they're performing so well. And yes. I know far and above whatever any parent probably expected them to do, whether they were typical or special mm-hmm. needs. I just think we saw a lot of people really excel. So, you know, you're looking and you're amazed. And I had mm-hmm. friends that I didn't even know were coming that contacted me after and said, I saw it on your Facebook, because I tell everybody everything on Facebook. And so I had it on Facebook, and they said, we saw it, so we bought tickets and came. And they said not only was it the best thing they had ever seen, but they will make sure everyone they know goes the next time it comes, because they were so changed by what they saw. It just, there wasn't anybody that walked out, I think, without having some impact from what they saw.
Yeah, I think so. Even the ushers in the theater were mm-hmm. were moved. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a lot of crying and laughing, and people were emotionally exhausted. Yeah. It was wonderful.
And let me answer that question about the expansion. Because, Judy, we're all the answer to the expansion. Mm-hmm. I'll give a shout-out to Jennifer Spencer.
Yes.
With the Special Olympics, of which Judy's a part of.
Yes,
and
what a
Cody.
Wonderful young lady.
But it's organizations like the Special Olympics that are stepping up and saying, hey, we've got to collaborate. And we want to get together and collaborate in a real sense with an organization whose leadership has a heart, knows where they're going, we trust them, and we're moving in the right direction to pull everything in the community where, you know, it's applicable together. We want to be a community, and we need to be one now. And as we just had conversations the other day, the special needs moms in the community are a community, but a little bit more fragmented, you know, than they need to be. You sort of pass each other and give a wave, or I've seen you there. One more shout out, Caroline, you may want to, for the Phoenix Children's Hospital.
Yes, exactly. Yes, and Dr. Lee over there, he is amazing. He actually is one of the surgeons there. He's head of the pediatric unit at the hospital.
Yeah, I think he's chief of staff.
Yes,
actually.
He is.
Yeah.
And a lot of his children, he calls them, his patients were in the production. And he came down to see the shows, and they were sold out. So he didn't get to actually see it, but he did see the 15 News clip on that. And he has been amazingly supportive.
That is so nice.
Yes. So, yeah, a big shout out to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it appears then it's not just transforming the lives of the special needs kids, the typical kids, the parents that actually show up, but it's the ones that it's starting to reach out in the medical community and beyond, and that's very transformational.
Well, and as Tom was just saying too, I think one of the things you said was fragmented, or they're kind of broken up, because what does tend to happen with families with children with disabilities is they're going to go to the group or the support area that matches their need. With a project like this, suddenly we're all at the table together.
Mm-hmm.
So it does pull, because, yeah, my shoes may be a little different style than your shoes, but my shoes and your shoes are probably walking pretty close together. And so now we're actually can come together, and while our children's needs may be different, they still have different needs and than the rest of the community. So it allows us to really find other resources, to find other support, and just to find other companionship, people that understand our walk in life.
Yeah.
Let me ask this. This is going to sound interesting, and you don't have to answer it if it doesn't register. But this is what popped in my mind because of the great work that Caroline and Tom and all the moms are doing and the kids. Is how can this, what you're doing, Caroline, actually be the healing that the world needs in other areas? I mean, that popped in my mind because I think there is a connection there.
I think so. I think it's just the total love and acceptance of each other as people, at the spirit level, because the children don't see the bodies. They don't see the problems.
Exactly.
They
right.
only see what is good and what is pure.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's amazing because within even, you know, little Ella Forsyth, who is a little angel, she said to her mom going home in the car, her mom said to her, So what is the thing you like most about working with special needs children? And she said, Mom, we need to stop the labels because they are just my friends. And that is what they are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I remember James being so tender. And James has his own, he has special needs of his own. And being so tender with another child with special needs. You mm-hmm. know, her feet would slide off her chair. And he would go up and just put them straight back where they should be with such love.
Yeah.
Wow. It was amazing. Yeah. And pushing other people's chairs. And you knew that everyone was safe, even though sometimes they whizzed along. Zooming around in a circle. There was no problem. No one was going to be hurt. It was so cool. They had each other's backs, you know. Mm-hmm. Everyone was waiting there. If someone needed something, we were all there.
And that's what a community is all about.
Yeah.
It's not the words. It's not what's down in the process part of it. It's, you know, what do we need to do to help each other? It's time to step up.
Yeah.
Well, I think when you look at the videotape, when we actually get to see it, and I'll watch it every day for probably about 3 years. at least once. that's what we saw these children doing on stage.
Yes.
They may not be sitting exactly where they were supposed to be for a second because they were over here helping someone or fixing someone's clothes or changing someone's ribbon or mm-hmm. pushing up the mouse hat that had slipped off their head. I mean, all these kinds of things. It was like they run over, fix it, and come back. And it's very similar to what we see in Special Olympics. Thank you very much for that shout out again. But it's the same type of community we see at those events where kids of all abilities come together. And some may need help crossing the finish line, and others may be doing it on their own and leading the way as mm-hmm. an example. This was one of those exact moments where we could help children who are going to grow up to be typical advocates in the community for their special companions. And the labels really, in a way, don't befriend us, but their roles, I think, mm-hmm. could really be helpful to us in the future because these kids won't look at children with disabilities same way.
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what's interesting to me, too, is you know, how you can teach other parts of the community, and maybe this is something that you'll be doing, too, not just bringing people into the community, but going out into other communities mm-hmm. and really maybe teaching people how you see people. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you see people differently. Mm-hmm. For example, the world gets frustrated, you know, often, but it's their own standards that they are comparing with, you know. So if mm-hmm. they, any conclusion, any evaluation is based on some standard that you're using, and it's usually unconscious and usually maybe not very appropriate. So when you see these kids, I bet frustration's never in your vocabulary.
No, it can't be. No.
That's interesting. How you, I mean, it's not even, it's non-existent in your mind.
Right, because a child can't do anything wrong, you know, in terms of when they are creating and they're giving ideas and they're helping the whole process. They learn so much, but there's never a bad idea. We, like for our this production we're doing now, we met on Saturday for 2 hours. And the children sat in a circle on the carpet and just threw out ideas, what we should do, how we can decorate chairs. We're going to put sleighs on the wheelchairs and how it's all going to be. And then all their ideas are put together, and that's how we do it, so that everybody feels equally part of what's going on.
Yeah, let me just comment on that. Caroline takes herself into a zone or into a special place for her. And she didn't teach it to me. I got there myself. And it's a wonderful, I mean, when it's time for practice or it's time to do anything, I go there. I'm in the zone. And I don't talk about labeling or judging. I don't judge, so therefore I don't have a label for anything. Just peace, love, and more of that. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, if you ever had a time in your life, whether it was a few months or raising a child or a marriage or with your mom, your dad, it doesn't matter. When you were in that zone, that's available to you. I don't know about wherever else, but it's available. While all these characters are running around on stage and we're chasing them and we're trying to change them and they're loving us and we're loving, that's back available. So if you lost it in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, or wherever, for me, it's like, hey, let's play.
So, you know, they talk about being in the zone with in sports. Mm-hmm. And I suspect the common denominator is being in the present moment, undistracted by anything in the world but what you're doing at hand, with major, you know, with amazing amount of compassion, like, and you said, Tom, love and kindness. That's, I believe, where the human beings, all of them, really want to be. But people are too worried about the future or too regretful about the past, and they forget about the present. Mm-hmm. And the present is the gift.
Yeah, exactly. It's in the moment. It's what's happening right now. So many of the men came up to me after the performance and said, I don't know what just happened. It was the most amazing thing. And I went to the practices, yeah. Judy, like you were saying, and how did we get from there
to
a standing ovation
to that show
with 60 special needs children with wheelchairs flying and bodies flying all over that stage and the music and the back? How did we get there? I don't know.
But it happened.
It did happen.
But it is about being in the moment and doing, serving pizza and cutting out and doing whatever it needs for all of us. It's so simple when you really think about it.
Well, and, you know, you take that into the community. How do you get the community to feel a comfort with that? Because I think when I've talked to people over the years, a lot of them are afraid because they've never been around anybody with a special need, or they don't know what they should do or how they should talk to them. I watch that all the time. They're afraid to say, I didn't understand you. Could you say that again? And you might have to say that a few times. The other thing is, you know, they're not sure how they could help. You know, what would I do if I'm not afraid of them, but, you know, I'm just me. I don't have any experience. Well, it doesn't take experience to hang out and direct kids to go right or left or stand right. or sit or, you know, no, you have to leave your cape on, your scene's coming next, those things. It just takes patience and truly the ability to just enjoy some time with some children.
That's right.
And it's just a great lot of fun.
Yeah, and in my case, my observation is it takes getting the fact that you give a little, but you'll get back a lot more. And we're not used to that. You
know?
It's like, what am I getting? What am I getting? No, just give a little and try and stop your tears.
Because
they're going to be all over the place. And your memories. And that's the one thing that Caroline does through the production, we all do, is create an experience.
Yeah.
Judy, you just said it. You're probably going to be watching that DVD, you know, every day or whatever. But you don't need it. It's in your heart and it's in your mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's in mine. And that's an experience that creates or keeps our belief system transforming. And, you know, it's back to love.
And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with Tom, the boss Meyer. I sound like it's like a fight, right? And in this corner,
stepping up.
And, of course, Carolyn Atkinson, founder and artistic director of Ballet Academy of Arizona, with special guest in studio, Judy Gates, a most proud parent for having her son in the Cinderella production.
Cody.
And we'll be right back.
At Beer and Bomb and Spain PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. And welcome back again as Tom Boss, the Bossmeyer, is dancing in studio. I think we should have had Christy Beauchamp back in studio. She's a dancer. I wasn't sure what she meant when she said she can't say what type of dance. Can you guys tell me after the show? Or do you know?
Keep moving, Dave.
Okay. I'm not going to sleep until I find out. Okay. Anyway, and of course, we have Christine Atkinson in studio as the ballerina and the founder and artistic director.
He's all shook up over here now.
I am, like Elvis Presley. I'm all shook
all
up.
Shook up.
And, of course, we have special in-studio guest Judy Gates, a nurse and a son who was in the production of Cinderella. Now,
yes.
We were talking off the air about... With Judy, in fact, about how when you had your son was born, mm-hmm. and I guess it was diagnosed of as a special needs kid, some people just sort of disappeared out of your life, right?
Yeah, we
talk about that. That's interesting.
It was a phenomenon I had never expected, and I've certainly never observed it anywhere in my past. But we actually have had people that when they found out we had this son, we've never spoken to them again. They didn't call, they didn't come, they didn't talk to us. I mean, it was almost like a wide path cut when we would see them in our common places. So it was a very interesting thing, kind of took us aback because some of these were people we thought we knew very well. But at the same time, we had people who came up alongside us that we had never spoken to before. And it was the most wonderful thing because whether they themselves had an experience that was similar or they just had a passionate heart or compassionate heart, either one or both, for our family situation. They came along beside us. And so it was just really an interesting experience for us. And it gets back to that whole fear factor, I think, is a mm-hmm. lot of it. They don't know what to do with it. And so it's easier if I don't look because then I don't have to figure out what to do with it.
So it's sort of like suppression and repression mm-hmm. or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we even found that in some of our, the parents, the typical children's parents who had originally signed up for Cinderella, when they came to practice, they couldn't come back. And it wasn't the children, it was the parents who took their children out of the production. They didn't know how to handle it. Mm-hmm. And it was very interesting. I couldn't... I tried to see it from their point of view, but they just didn't want their children to be involved in something like that. In fact, we had that happen on Saturday with a mom. Everyone was sitting on the carpet getting very involved, and she kept slipping her daughter notes. I think we need to get out of here. Mm. And they did leave. And it was sad because that child will grow up perhaps now with preconceived ideas where... What yeah. a pity.
But don't you think, too, I think, you know, we're in a world where people are very concerned about appearance
right.
and about the way things look, about maybe the way they look or yeah. what people will think if they're with somebody who does something strange, odd, or...
Right.
And so
that's, I think, another factor that makes it very difficult for people to get involved.
Yeah.
And yet, our children don't have anything contagious. And I don't believe that the things they do are anything that should cause anyone to feel a bit embarrassed or odd.
It's very odd.
I've seen some funnier things come off of the internet than I've seen any of our kids do. And those were by typical people. So,
that's right.
I mean, it's just, I think there's just a really, they just can't accept what that somebody might attach to them.
That's right.
Yeah. And that doesn't make them, you know, for whatever reason, right or wrong.
Right.
Otherwise, we become judging.
Yes.
Right.
Them.
No, that's right.
But I like your comment, Judy, on the, and this may be another shout out, raising special kids.
Yeah.
You're a parent-to-parent volunteer, which is passing the word on and all. Talk about, build on what you just talked about for new moms.
Well, I actually did. I worked with them for, I think, almost 8 years as a volunteer. And I got to meet two groups of people. Actually, it was very interesting. I met new parents. And so that was kind of neat to get to talk to them when they were still not sure what this meant for them or their family or where their resources were going to be. So to get to share with them and that they could also see someone like Cody who looked pretty good and had fun and a great, you know, great time moving around. And so it was in a way to encourage them that even though this may have not been the life they planned, it doesn't mean it's a life unplanned.
Mm-hmm.
It just is a different path than they expected. And the other group I got to work with was physicians. I worked, I did several training sessions with dental students out in the East Valley at the college out there.
Oh, yeah.
And then with the residents over at John C. Lincoln with their medical program. And at Midwestern, I went and did some work up there. So that was fascinating to sit in there with rooms of these doctors listening to our stories. It was usually me and a couple other parents. And kind of talking to them about issues our kids had, things that they could do to make those experiences better, and let them just start fielding questions and realize, you know, this is quite doable. They might have to do something a little different, but they can still get the same outcome.
Yeah. You know, and that's just so powerful to get people peer-to-peer talking to people that have walk in the same sneakers, so to speak. But again, that's part of the vision of Ballet Academy of Arizona, is expanding the community, and that's part of it, is just being among our peers.
You know, I made a few notes, sort of backtracking a little bit about what you said, because that sort of took me by surprise where people would sort of walk away, you know, and out of fear. But, you know, what popped into my mind is if you think about it, not from a judgmental standpoint, but maybe an observation about certain people that might, like what you said, you know, one of the moms on Saturday, you know, left or wanted to leave or something. And, you know, I'm thinking that might be an indication of, you know, on an unconscious level, very weak and low self-esteem, what people think by association. And that's sort of a, unfortunately, there's a lot of cultural beliefs about that. And it's just amazing how much people actually miss out on enhancing their own lives rather than tying into maybe the beliefs that usually lead to pain.
Right.
Don't you think?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it appears to me. So
anyway,
let's talk a little bit the last couple minutes of the show about the Family Holiday Festival, the holiday performance coming up on December 10th, I believe you said.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And at the North Phoenix Baptist Church. That is a huge church.
That
we talked about.
That is a huge church. We did, yeah.
So you're going to have one-act plays going on, The Wizard of Oz, Alice in Wonderland, Santa's Workshop.
That's right.
And it's for kids 3 to 17.
Yes, it is.
And is there still openings? It's limited, I think, to 55 performers, right?
That's right.
You still have some availability?
We do. We do. So anyone listening out there, any moms, dads, or therapists, grandparents, if you have children you'd like to get involved with us, please call me, Caroline, at 602-502-2743. And we're looking for performers. This is going to be a dinner theater in the round, which will be a different experience for the children. With Cinderella being at the Herberger Theater, the audience is a little further from the children. But doing this kind of dinner theater, the audience will be right there. So it's going to be a more interactive and a whole different experience. So it's going to be wonderful. So
and there's going to be three acts, three different performances, Dave. So food, food, and food comes in between all three of these.
Italian food, Italian food, and Italian food. Now we're talking. So you're going to have three performances or three acts? Or three acts with three performances?
Three acts, exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
So one performance with three acts.
Three acts, exactly.
And what time does that start?
It starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on December 10th and goes till 4.
Oh.
And we have Santa's arriving with Mrs. Claus, so that is going to be exciting. And, yeah, it's going to be fantastic. We're going to be having tables of 10 people, so you can invite your whole family to kick off your holidays. If you're not going to be performing, please come and watch us.
Wow. Now, how many can
Phoenix Suns cheerleaders team?
Now we're talking.
Yes.
Dave's a big sports.
Yes. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
Breakthrough Sports with Dave Isaac.
You've heard it on Wednesday and Friday. Yeah, that's interesting. So really, you got the cheerleaders?
That's up to you.
Okay, food cheerleaders, food cheerleaders. Okay, I'm weighing it. So 1 to 4, and how many does it hold? I mean, how many
We can
an
have
audience.
An audience of 250 people.
Oh, that's sort of
yes.
nice.
That's marvelous.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's going to be sold out easily.
Easily.
Oh, my
exactly.
gosh. Exactly. Oh, we'll need another performance on this
that's
one.
That's right.
Wow. So they now, when we say 55 performers, we don't want to scare anyone. It's just you don't have to be a professional performer.
Oh, no, not at all. You don't need to have ever performed before. We will get you into rehearsal and performing.
And what do you think, Summit? We have about 2 minutes left, I think. Describe the experience. What you? Oh, we only have 1 minute left. Okay, we'll describe the experience next time in November. It will only be about 2 weeks before the show,
that's
right?
That's right.
So that's exciting.
Yes.
So again, contact information, Caroline and Tom?
Yes, Caroline at 602-502-2743. And also check out our website, balletacademyofarizona.org. And Tom?
I'm with you.
Oh.
BalletAcademyofArizona.org.
And thank you, Judy,
thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Judy Gates.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Caroline Atkinson.
Cody.
And thank you, Tom,
you,
the boss, Bossmeyer. And we'll see you guys next month, fourth Monday, 2:30 to 4, with another amazing, really inspirational. This is a show about inspiration, motivation, and healing. And we'll see everyone tomorrow for the Green Roundtable and the Bottom Line. And we're out at the fair Wednesday and Friday, the State Fair, the sports show. Everyone have a great night. See you tomorrow.